This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7.07 and it's Thursday.
Oh, man. Oh, every man. Time you do that, I always go, oh, it's...
Oh, only Thursday. Vinny is doing his civic duty today. He has jury duty. He's reported for it. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he won't get picked for a jury and we'll see him tomorrow so we can all celebrate Friday. God, together. You know how Vinny loves Fridays.
Oh my God. Woo! Someone said, who is this? 310 says, I love when Vinny's out. Everyone's way more relaxed.
We have no idea what you're talking about. What a silly thing to say.
415. Why go to bed hungry? Do you hate yourself, Sarah?
No, I just like to not have a bunch of food in my stomach.
It feels like I could sleep longer.
Exactly.
And
exactly
more comfortably.
I don't know. Solid. I just feel like such a lard ass when I have a big full stomach that I'm laying down in bed. I'm like,
sounds like you hate yourself.
I do hate myself.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Oh, all right. I'll try. See what I can do about that.
Yep. You want to repeat that word again?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So listen, this SPF, the Sun Pool Fun Festival, the music time of funness in Vegas. Jesus, I don't know.
Sounds like a good time.
Doesn't it? So we are doing a contest all this week at 7, 11, 2, and 5. You'll hear a special code word and you have 15 minutes to get to RadioAlice.com and enter it. This hour's code word is Backstreet. All right. Yes, Backstreet, as in the Backstreet Boys. Who are playing at the SPF?
That's correct.
That would be why they're our code word. So Backstreet is this hour's code word. You only have 6 more minutes to get to RadioAlice.com. Enter the word. Just enter. Just put the word in. That's it. You're entered to win. And so somebody's going to win this trip to Las Vegas for SPF and be qualified to win a grander prize, which is another day in Vegas, and VIP tickets to the Billboard Music Awards.
That's
as well.
That's huge. Yeah. That sounds like fun.
It's a big deal. So you have until 7:15 to go to RadioAlice.com and enter Backstreet. Coming up at 9:15-ish, probably a little earlier than that, we're going to peek for the week with the movie review of Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a three-way. It's a glorious three-way today.
Hey, three guys.
Rudy and Bryn will be joining Hooman in his glorious menage a trois.
Will there be any spitting?
Please, how about no spitting? Ugh. So Avengers Infinity War is the movie, highly anticipated by everyone but me, apparently. Like I couldn't care
or me
about this. So anyway, it's that's 9:15 when we peak for the week. Do I have a sponsor here?
I don't believe you do.
So I'm going to hop right into the trash then.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden State Killer.
Yes.
So I didn't know really anything about the Golden State Killer. This happened from the mid-70s to the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. This guy killed 12 or so people and raped around 45, 50 people. Plus did all these burglaries.
Right.
And was never caught until just the other day. They picked this guy up.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday morning.
Was it actually yesterday
morning?
Yeah,
early yesterday morning.
So,
yesterday.
They're saying it was DNA evidence that finally figured out who this guy was. So this woman named Michelle McNamara, she is the late wife of actor and comedian Patton Oswalt, who's been on the show a million times. She was, in fact, I think her Instagram or Twitter handle was True Crime Writer or something along those lines. It was her life's work to catch this guy. So she actually wrote a bestseller, or I should say she had mostly written a book that became a bestseller. It's called I'll Be Gone in the Dark. She wrote a book about him and about her extensive efforts to try to figure out who he was. I believe it was finished by other people posthumously and released.
Yeah, I don't know if Patton had a hand in that or several different people did.
He probably like was the spearhead of it because he wanted to finish it up on behalf of his
right.
Life.
Yeah. The you know, yesterday when all this was sort of breaking and we finally heard about this woman and her efforts to catch the Golden State Killer. I didn't even know that the book was out. Apparently, it was, you know, a bestseller in crime, in true crime writing or something. I don't know if it was like a, you know, top of the New York Times or anything, but mm-hmm. it was, you know, it did well, or it continues to do well. I'm sure actually now it'll sell even more.
Right.
I mean, people are talking all about it. So now this guy's been arrested, and Patton Oswalt is sharing his emotional reaction on social media. He said, "One of the more surreal days in my life," he said in a video that he shared on Instagram and Twitter. He says that his late wife, Michelle McNamara, would be beyond excited about this. "I think this is the definition of bittersweet." He shared a series of tweets and videos. She cared about the Golden Gate Killer being behind bars and the victims getting some relief. She was Marge Gunderson in Fargo, not Chilton in Silence of the Lambs. Who was Chilton in Silence of the Lambs? I don't remember.
I don't recall.
Let me look. Oh, was that like his partner that made that skin costume?
It's this guy right here. Take a look.
No, I don't. I recognize the actor. I don't remember. You know, I should watch that movie again. That was a good movie. So here's the thing. This Michelle McNamara, Patton Oswalt's wife, died in her sleep in 2016 at 46. And we were talking a little bit about this yesterday because mm-hmm. I seem to remember her having been ill. But no, she OD'd.
What prescription drugs?
Like a couple things, fentanyl, one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
I know. So
she had a condition that blocked her arteries, so she needed to take medication anyway. Mm-hmm. But then I read a report today because I was curious about it, and as I was watching yesterday, and I was thinking, I actually thought that she was a victim of the guy because she was getting closer and closer and closer, and she was in the public eye, and she was saying that, you know, we're very close, and I really believe that he's going to be caught. Mm. And the way they portrayed it, it seemed like she was, you know, something happened.
Oh, so know? That's why you looked it up to see if, mm-hmm. if she'd been one of the, because she was not one of the victims, correct?
That's what it seems like, yeah.
But
Adderall, Xanax, fentanyl are the three that are listed here on people.com.
It's so tragic. At age 46, this poor woman mm-hmm. just ODs in her sleep. Patton Oswalt said to honor his late wife, he promised he would finish the book for her. So you were right. He spearheaded that. Earlier this year, he is the one who released it. I'll Be Gone in the Dark with the help of other contributors. And I guess he wrote a little piece for it. It's the afterword. Let's see here. They talked about the press conference. I believe that happened yesterday.
Yes.
And they're actually saying there's a People magazine investigates Golden Gate Killer Caught, which airs tomorrow at 10 p.m. and Sunday at 8 p.m. on Investigation Discovery.
ID channel.
Michelle McNamara started researching. Oh, is that what it's called? You love that channel.
I love
You'll
that
You'll probably
channel.
See this.
I used to watch it a lot more. It kind of depresses me sometimes, but it's a good channel.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle McNamara began researching for the book years before she began formally working on it in mm-hmm. 2013. It's an intimate account of her search for the Golden State Killer. He's also been called the East Area Rapist and the original Night Stalker. She kept coming at him, Oswalt tweeted. He said she had unwavering determination to find the guy. He also tweeted, if they've really caught the hashtag Golden State Killer, I hope I get to visit him, not to gloat or gawk, to ask him the questions that @TrueCrimeDiary, that must be her handle, @TrueCrimeDiary, wanted answered in her letter to an old man. And then they go through some of the Golden State Killer's history. He was linked by DNA to hundreds of crimes from Sacramento to Southern California's Orange County. Victims ranged in age 13 to 41, women at home alone or with their children or husbands. And so they linked all these cases via DNA, but they didn't know whose DNA it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what happened to make him be caught. But anyway.
I don't know if it was all the rape kits.
Yeah, I don't know.
That they found. They were saying this morning, I think on CBS, they were saying that he actually was a cop in Exeter, which is a town a few miles from Visalia.
Mm.
And back then, there was someone called the Visalia Ransacker.
Right.
And so,
oh, do they think it's him?
Yeah. I don't know if that's confirmed, Bryn.
Yes.
It is confirmed.
It was
in
one of the documentaries I watched too, yes.
Yeah. So he went from Exeter, Visalia, and then went over to like.
So if he was going to kill or rape,
Sacramento
he went over.
Sacramento area, Citrus Heights, Jesus. Auburn area. Yeah,
he was in the East Bay. And then he eventually, there was a close call where he almost got caught and the boyfriend chased him down and kind of saw half his face. And he, I guess he left something behind. So after that, there was a break. He stopped doing it for a while. And then he showed up in Irvine. And then that's where all the SoCal murders took place. And from that point on, it seemed like he just stopped raping them and leaving them alive. He started killing them so that there was no trace anymore.
There's... You know, and he stopped in 86. I mean, this is a guy who's been now 30 plus years. Unless they're gonna link him to a bunch of other stuff or he changed up his MO totally.
Quite possibly,
I mean, in 86 is when they apparently, the spree stopped.
And they also said, you know, he's getting older, so he wasn't... you know, as capable of doing all the stuff he was doing, which was, you know, taking
maybe
over
he was injured
the
or
entire house.
Right? Maybe he had...
Yeah, the dude was creepy. I mean, he would do things, and to his victims, he would call them afterwards and leave them, like, talk to them and kind of scare them, saying, you know, I'm going to kill you.
What a terrible person.
In like a very creepy whisper. And they have audio of that, too, because the cops recorded the phone calls.
You know, was it Vinny who was telling us yesterday that one guy that I guess they had like a town meeting about this in Sacramento, everyone was so concerned, and some citizen stood up and called him a coward. And you know, because he was only raping women when they were home alone, and what a coward. And that guy, his family was the next to be hit, and he was the first one who had to balance the plates on his back. There are so many weird details in this story.
Yeah.
And I'm sure over the next, probably, you know, forever, they'll be examining this. And
and they think he was at that meeting.
Well, that's the first thing I thought. Oh, so that guy was, he was at the meeting. But don't they say that about perpetrators? They actually go to, they want to hear about themselves.
Yeah, because they're reliving it and getting off on it.
Speaking of super creepy dudes, Bill Cosby's on trial. The jury has the case and is deliberating. Bill Cosby's lawyer, that Thomas Mesereau guy, white hair.
Is that the guy with the
wavy? Yeah, wavy white hair.
Yeah, yeah.
He slept during most of the
thing. Oh, no.
He just laying back with his, with his mouth open.
No.
Nobody said anything about it, and the judge didn't acknowledge
it.
Well, it's just the deliberation. So I guess the jury came in and they had some questions. They wanted some stuff read back, and this guy's just snoozing.
Oh, my God.
They're basically saying that they were reading back prior testimony, or, you know, the court officials, and this Thomas Mesereau was snoozing. His mouth agape, drifted in and out of consciousness yesterday as the judge read pages and pages of Cosby's own words about the Quaaludes and his sexual contact with accuser Andrea Constand into the record. Cosby, who is 80, sat for the, this is stuff he said in 04 and 05 in connection with the lawsuit she filed against him that would settle for $3.4 million. So this is stuff from over a decade ago that was being read back to the jury. Like, we want to hear that again. Mm-hmm. We need clarification. They actually asked for a legal definition of the term consent, and they were told Pennsylvania does not have a legal definition of it.
What?
I know. There is no legal definition of the term consent in Pennsylvania. They eventually, I guess they deliberated for something like 11 hours yesterday. 10 hours, 11 hours. Mesereau was asleep at the defense table for about half an hour. He awoke.
Don't you poke him or the judge slams his gavel
Mr. Mesereau.
Yes. Yeah, wake up, fool!
During the often explicit testimony, Cosby occasionally smiled. Gross. He spent most, they say he spent much of the two-hour reading rubbing his eyes and face. Seven men, five women, they were sent home following more than 10 hours of deliberation, about 9:30 Wednesday night. Earlier in the day, they'd asked for that definition of consent, and they wanted to see differing statements from a key defense witness, Margot Jackson, who says that Constand's claims are false. They're expected to have that all read back to them today. His first trial ended when another panel of jurors were unable to return a verdict. He says everything that occurred between him and the former Temple University staffer, this one woman in particular, Andrea Constand, was consensual. He faces three charges of aggravated indecent assault for the sex attack, and if convicted, he could spend the rest of his life behind bars. 10 years for each count.
I don't know. It could go either way.
I know. Well, what happens if there's another hung jury?
I don't know. What does happen?
Will they retry him? I mean, I guess
can
it would
they?
Be. Yeah, they can. If it's a hung jury or a mistrial. Mm. I think that if he's found innocent, they can't come back later and you can't be retried for the same crime if,
sure.
if they came to a decision. Yeah, but I don't know what ends up happening. I just thought it was really funny that dude was sleeping during the whole thing. It's like, oh, that's good. And Cosby's blind. Maybe he didn't know.
Oh, God.
Afterward, he's like, that was riveting, huh? Guy's like, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Former President George H.W. Bush has been moved out of intensive care.
Mm,
that's good news. He's improving. Hooman, this is for you.
All right.
Grace Cathedral, last night.
Yeah.
The Beyonce mass.
I heard about this.
What did you hear? What is this? She wasn't there.
No. They just did a bunch of her songs, right? I read about this last week.
Yeah, but I don't know if she has a lot of Christian songs. So I know they played her music at church.
As opposed to like Baptist songs?
As opposed to Jesus songs, yeah. But I don't have the details.
Well, she's on that one song, When Jesus Say Yes,
nobody can say no.
So I wonder if they...
But actually, whose song is it? Is it Michelle's or...
It is Michelle Williams.
Yeah, Michelle Williams.
Yeah. That was a fun day when we discovered that song.
I know. I love it. I love that you love it, Sarah.
Oh, man. It's beautiful.
It's funny how things stick, huh?
Uh-huh. It really is. You just never know what's going to stick.
Right.
So Grace Cathedral's Beyonce Mass drew about 1,000 people, it looks like. The Reverend Yolanda Norton of the San Francisco Theological Seminary gave a guest sermon on her current course, Beyonce and the Hebrew Bible.
Huh.
There was dancing. There was singing. A very diverse crowd, many ages, races, denominations, snaked through the courtyard at Grace Cathedral Wednesday night, waiting for the doors to open at the church's first ever Beyonce Mass.
Well, one thing about Grace Cathedral, it's a beautiful church, but it's a dead church.
What do you mean?
No one attends ever. I went to the church for maybe 7 months, even on a Sunday morning. Like, it's empty.
Why?
Because I don't know why. I mean,
is
it's just
Catholic? What is it?
No, it's Episcopal.
Oh.
But the only time it's full is for Christmas Eve. And they do a ridiculously amazing event there. But outside of that, like, no one really attends. I don't know how good their preachers are. The sermons I heard were mediocre at best. I went one time for a Sunday night service, and the guy played a short movie. And I'm like, oh, my God, he is not going to preach a sermon. He goes, I'm going to show you a movie.
What was the movie about?
About this clown that gets crucified. Like, this is weird.
How many Persian carpets?
It was interesting. It was a short film that was banned for being controversial in the 60s.
An actual clown, or you're just saying the guy's a clown?
It was a drama, so it was, you know, an actor playing a clown.
Oh, it was an actual clown.
Yeah, it was an actual clown, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, in out of the 300 churches I've been to, it probably ranks at number 250.
Oh.
It's just not great. I'm never inspired. I don't feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. I just go there and I'm like, wow, this is a beautiful building.
It is a beautiful That's building. The thing.
But
I mean,
that's it.
Tourists go in there.
But in terms of like...
Worship.
The worship and the Lord and the
Forget
Bible.
Forget about it.
They used to have a really great preacher there, and he retired.
Oh,
and then
bad.
Ever since, there hasn't been anyone. I think the guy's name was Alan.
Do the schools go there? Like
Alan the preacher.
For graduations or masses?
Well, so
is SH around there or cathedral?
I graduated from Sarah High School, and we had our graduation at St. Mary's Cathedral.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because that place is huge.
Right.
But I used to go to church there, too, and that place is it's not great either.
Mm. That's too bad.
The best Catholic church I think I've ever been to is this Catholic church. I think it was like in Compton, and they had this black gospel choir just doing the Catholic mass. And
yeah,
I'm like, and it was funny because Tim Allen was sitting right in front of me. I'm like, this is amazing. What a great church.
Fun.
It was super fun.
Well, if you're gonna go to church, at least go to a kick-ass church.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't go because of the building. Do not. Like, the building
is... Well, it's nice to see the building. Sometimes
the building's
it's nice
nothing.
Just looking at the building.
Nothing.
I was at a funeral recently, and I don't believe in God, and I was just looking at how pretty the church was. Like, oh, this is pretty. That's nice.
Go for the message in the worship.
I just went for the church.
All right. Whatever brings you there.
Sure. Whatever it is. Hey, what's coming up, you guys?
Oh, have you ever cried at work, Sarah?
Yes.
Would you consider using a cry closet?
Oh. Why, yes, I would use that. I can't wait to hear this story. Radio.com. Radio.com. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Oh, thank
Alice
you.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah, I am in love with the shape of you.
If I was in love with the shape of Kim Kardashian, I'd go buy her new perfume because it's her shape. Smells like golden. it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Vinny is out today doing his civic duty. We'll be joined shortly by Scott Capurro, who is actually, you know, listen, even if you don't like Scott, and I know there are people out there who are like, not Scott. when he sits in, he's very, you know, he has interesting things to say, and we won't force him into one 20-minute segment. He just sit down, comment on the news of the day, etc.
I like him.
Oops. No, it doesn't. Hold on.
That's right.
It's like we know that awards, they don't really mean much, and yet we really want them. So
I like putting them in our office.
I know, it's
and
nice.
And then, like, when people ask us for the awards we won, like, it's always great to...
we just recently won this wonderful award. It's very prestigious.
Right.
Yeah, so if you can, that'd be great. Is there any way to know if we're winning or not?
No, we won't know. I believe, Sarah, we have all the way till people can vote up to June 1st.
Oh, boy. So there's a ways to go.
Don't worry. We haven't hit this in like a month. So.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll be reminding you.
All right, everyone. I guess this is taking yoga to the next. You guys all know I do yoga.
No, you
don't. Know this.
When's the last time you did yoga, you liar?
Liar.
Maybe like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
So that means like 6 weeks.
Can I see your birds of paradise?
Oh, you want to see the bird of paradise right now?
Yeah. I can't do a bird of paradise.
What is it? I don't know that pose.
You have your leg up behind you and you pull it up behind your... Isn't it?
Yeah, I can't
it's
do
like
it
It's like Susan's specialty pose every time you have her.
Basically, it's like doing a backwards split while you're standing up and you pull your leg up behind your head. And...
Yeah.
Let me see if I'm flexible enough.
Here we go.
Uh-oh, look. Uh-oh.
If you're watching on the cameras.
Right, here we go. Oh, wow. He's... You know, you're going to break yourself. Oh, my God. Oh, there it is. Oh, I do remember that one. I think I can do that one. Oh,
you want to try it?
My chest hurts from doing
this. I don't
think
I can do it.
Wow,
no.
Boy, you are out of shape.
Just give it a shot.
Forget how to do it.
All right, you go down into, like, what's this called, the warrior position?
All right.
Now, let me go over there on your side.
So I'm in warrior.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and then your left hand goes down underneath your legs like this.
Okay.
What do you think? You want to describe this, Yusuf?
I don't know what I'm watching. Yeah, her hand's between her legs, one hand's behind her back. She's bent over.
I can't even touch my fingers.
How did it go, Sarah?
I don't know what that was, you guys.
It didn't go well.
Well,
but Bryn did do it, though, earlier.
Bryn's good
after
at everything.
Hitting his head on the bottom of the board.
Yeah, I saw that. That doesn't... Yeah.
Well, I think this is taking yoga to the next level, especially if you can do that.
Yes, we did just do that.
And I don't know.
We know it's radio.
Sarah used to do yoga. See if you might be into this. You said, did you ever do yoga?
I've been to probably 3 classes in my lifetime.
Well, I don't know if this is for you. Someone just created crotchless yoga pants.
Why?
Yeah, why did they do that?
Is it a man, by the way?
Yes, it is, Yuzette.
Well, the story says, you know, many believe that yoga pants are the sexiest type of pants. So if the pants just turn you on so much... that you want to have sex in your yoga pants, it's now possible.
Oh, so these are not for yoga, they're for sex.
Well,
thank
debatable.
God.
No,
it's
they're
debatable.
Multi-purpose.
Listen, they're practically crotchless now. I've seen way more than I've ever wanted to of people's crotches in yoga. Yes.
How come you're looking at it? All right, well, there's this new product.
Because their ass is right in my face, Hooman.
Oh, is it?
Lucky.
Yeah, there's a reason why Hooman lines up behind the hottest chick.
No, I know.
Yes,
I'm always in the background, the corner.
Yeah, in the background,
facing
the
wall.
Oh my God, you liar! You're such a liar. We've the whole group of us. We're doing yoga together.
My
whole
God.
Group of us together, 3 or 4 in a row, and then Hooman comes in. And he looks around the room, he sees where we are, and then he finds the hottest chick, and it doesn't matter how far away from us she is, he sets up behind her, behind her, like uncomfortably close to her.
Who are you talking
the
about?
The whole room is empty. Go on.
That's
anyway, so this new product, it's called Srirachas.
Srirachas?
It's S R I R A C H A S.
Why is it called srirachas? Because they're hot pants?
That are crotchless yoga pants. They do have a flap over crotch. Do you have the picture up to show Sarah?
Oh, they do have a flap over.
So right, in theory, you could get a workout in them. And the interesting thing,
it's kind of dumb. This picture here doesn't really.
Why is there a hot pepper stuck in
there? They're demonstrating that you can put something there. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have it.
It's the same. It's the same thing as like. It's the same thing as underwear briefs for men.
Yeah, it has like a side to side
where you can open it up so you don't have to pull your pants down.
A pepper there.
They stuck a pepper there.
Oh my god!
Like one of those long red peppers.
Would have been better if they put a cucumber or like a eggplant. A squash or something?
I don't know. It just seems... That seems very crude.
Well, it's sriracha. They're trying to go with the theme.
And when you pull the flaps to the side, it looks like something.
Anyway. Don't shake your head, Yuzi.
Oh, I'm shaking my head.
So the answer
I'm
is yes.
Everything.
A dude did come up with these.
Yeah, and do you want to guess how much they cost?
$500.
Super expensive. I'm going to say regular yoga pant these days is like $98. So I'm going to say cost more, $118.
$149.
Do you want to say, Bryn?
I already know.
How much?
It's great.
$69.69.
Of course.
Oh, my
Again,
God.
A dude making them affordable for chicks so that girls
actually
wear them.
This is a joke, right? This is not for real.
$69.69.
This is a brilliant idea, actually. I think
for
that
who?
All...
Oh,
weird. For dudes.
I'm just saying that all... Well, yeah, mainly for dudes that... Yeah, but for the women to satisfy their men. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, an opportunity for us to satisfy our men?
Well, look.
Oh, this is wonderful.
That's one of the most attractive articles of clothing that you guys have. And
why do I not already have this? Oh, my God. I've got to get this so I can satisfy my man.
I was going to ask you the same question, Sarah.
I'm going to go make my own
home. I'm just going to cut the crotches out of all my pants.
Yeah.
Hey, look, John wrote a song about it, right, for you.
What?
That Do Your Wifely Duty song, that's for you.
Yeah, they're, you know, I got to try to satisfy my man more. What's wrong with
me? What's wrong with you?
God.
It's all about that man. That man.
Do your wifely duties. I do my wifely duties.
Yeah, you do.
Even when I don't want to, I do them.
Which is some of the time?
It's very rare. Usually I really want to satisfy my man. Is that?
I sure hope you're acting like you want it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't.
I'm not. I'm like this.
Fine. Hurry up.
Hurry up. How long is this going to take? I
Let me flip the pages of my magazine while you're doing that back there.
Can I watch TV?
Yeah.
Are you done yet?
Are you done yet?
Come on. Oh, Bryn, you know how it is. All right. Earlier, Sarah, I asked you if you've ever cried at work.
Yes.
Bryn Hooman?
Yeah, I think I did, probably when I first started at the radio station.
What'd you cry over?
So, this is...
Please say it wasn't me that made you cry.
Was it me?
Well, you were... Oh, my God. I remember one day you were so mean to me when I first started. I was 24. But the one moment that sticks...
Oh, my gosh!
The one moment that sticks in mind is... what was that soccer player's name that took her top off after she... Is it Brandy something?
Brandy Chastain.
Yeah. So, I was thinking Hope Solo, but it's Chastain.
Bryn, back in the day, the way we used to record the show was on a digital audio tape. And if you didn't take out the DAT after 2 hours and put a new one in or flip it over or whatever,
you wouldn't have the show.
Mm-hmm. That was it. I mean, you want to talk about, like, we're always a few years behind here, but we were really behind back then. And I had just started and... The last guy that was doing the production assistant job, just he wasn't here. Like, he left. And I was new. Yuzette was sick.
This is like 98, right?
Yeah, Yuzette was sick. And she wasn't there for a few weeks. And it was literally just me, Sarah, and Vinny.
Good times.
And Brandy was in. And, you know, imagine, you know, Sarah and Vinny here alone, nobody else. And then I would be all the way kind of down the hall in the production room by myself listening to the show. So I'm listening, and I just didn't know about the DAT. I just didn't know about it.
Nobody told you about
Nobody
it?
Nobody told me. I mean, we were alone.
And how would you know? I mean, unless you that was part of your job, you wouldn't know.
Anyway.
So I made you cry.
Brandy Chastain.
Good, it was her, not me.
And Vinny had this amazing exchange. Mm-hmm. And then it was at the end of the show. It was, you know, the 8:30, 8:45 time, and the DAT wasn't flipped. And
so I don't get it. This is like a logger.
Because you guys are broadcasting live already, right? You're recording this and it's going live as well?
No, it was not. Right. It was not going onto a logger. The only way to catch the show was we recorded the show every day so that we could cut it up later and use it for best of.
I see. So it's your way of a logger from back then.
Right. It was the only way we could have a
show. And there was no way of marking the tape. Like, you just had to kind of guesstimate where things were, you know?
So why did you cry?
So then all of a sudden it wasn't flipped over. The segment was lost. And Sarah, like, looks at the dad,
Sarah.
And then she looks at me, and then she says, the dad wasn't flipped over. And I'm so young. I'm so new. I'm 24. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess these things happen. I didn't even know what that meant. She looks at me, and she goes, that is your job. Your job. And I'm like,
Oh, I'm such an a-hole.
I'm like,
even on our sheets, on our rundown sheets, we would put flip the dat.
Yeah. But it was an awkward time. It was a transitional time, you know, a lot of change.
It was terrible.
And what was your position at the time? Was he a phone screener?
I was a t-shirt folder / keychain hander outer.
He had stepped in to
So
cover.
Just a little bit higher or lower than he is now.
Yeah, a little bit. I've gotten one step in 18 years. Anyway,
oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I seem to know what to do.
I've changed my attitude a lot. There have been so many times in radio where I'm like, you think it's the end of the world. And you know what? It never is. Right. I always say it. No one dies in radio. Like, you just can't dwell on that. So I hope I didn't torture
you about it.
It's fine.
I mean, look.
I'm very sorry.
It's fine. It made me
Let
stronger.
Let me apologize to you now.
No, I've forgiven you a long time ago. And you know what? I should have flipped the dad.
You didn't know. How could you flip the dat when you didn't know?
I just didn't know. I didn't know.
The t-shirt folder. Give him a break. Yeah, he would have flipped the t-shirt.
Four junior colleges. I should have figured that out.
I'm very sorry.
It happens.
I feel terrible. What about you, Brendan? Have you tried at work?
Well, I've had my times here. You know, I had my mic taken away before.
Oh, that's right. There were some tears over that.
That was
pretty heartbreaking.
That was a union thing.
Yeah,
and I cry over commercials too. You know, I just try not to show it.
Sometimes you're just, you know, it's that time of the month, and you
you're menopausing.
That was really good, Sarah. I'll go ahead and give you a crumb.
I'm just trying to satisfy my man.
If there was a cry closet here at work, would you go in there and use it?
You know, I think the problem with the cry closet, because I thought about this during the break, would I go use a cry closet, is that I'm crying in the moment. Like, I'm not going
to
go, excuse me.
You're not
going
to make an appointment
Excuse
to
me,
cry.
I need to go cry. I'm going to cry, so I need to go to the cry
I'll
closet.
I'll be in the CC.
Like, hey, Indigo Girl, I'll be there. I'll be over here.
Some Indigo Girls.
Well, the University of Utah, there's a cry closet in the library, and students who are stressed out can pop into the closet and cry it out.
So it's a little private space where you can go and just, so if you're in the library studying for a final and you're
and
just,
it looks like it was designed by an art student at the school.
Oh.
There's no word how much traffic it's been getting. I don't know if during finals times or midterms it gets more traffic, but made me think, should there be a cry closet at work?
So here's the problem with the cry closet. Yeah. You know, on every bathroom door, there's, you know, occupied or vacant. And whenever it says occupied, everyone will be like, oh, who's in the cry closet? So everyone's going to be staring at the door to see who comes out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, red eye.
Yeah.
Do they provide tissues?
They must.
I'll tell you one other.
And Visine.
One other cry story at the radio station.
Oh, another. Oh, my gosh. We've opened the floodgates, everyone.
There was a time where I just started.
Is this going to be another one where I made you cry?
No. I'm spreading the cries.
Did I make you cry?
Well, maybe. So,
yay! It wasn't me!
So, Yuzette is very strict with how she likes things to be run. And when you're new and you just meet Yuzette, especially back then when I was 24, I mean, Yuzette's pretty now, but back in the day, I mean, it was crazy. Like, she was super hot. It was like, you're like, wow, look at my super hot boss. This is crazy.
You're not that hot anymore, apparently.
No, she is hot.
She used to be super hot.
25 years older, too.
So I sometimes you don't think to ask Yuzette and you ask somebody else. And I think I'd gone to somebody else for a question. And Yuzette was like, you need to come to me. You don't go to anybody else. You come to me. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know.
Well, now you know.
And earlier that morning, Yuzette couldn't find matches for her candle. She always used to light a candle back in Embarcadero 1.
Oh.
So the next day, I came in with like 40 boxes of matches. Like, I had so many matches with me. And I brought them in. I'm like, oh, sorry about yesterday. There's some matches. I know you lost your match.
When was the crying part of all this?
Well, it was during, right after I got yelled at for not going to her. And then as I was handing her the matches the next day, it was a long, drawn-out crying
moment.
Oh, you
continued to cry into the next day.
What a baby. Oh,
well, God, you little bitch.
I know.
I mean, you're already walking on eggshells around, you know, when you start. Yes. And then moments like that
I think
happen.
You meant to say around you, Zach.
I know.
Yeah, what?
What are you saying that for? Oh, that's so sad. I don't want to be that person.
Well, hey, you had
We've mellowed a lot.
Yeah, I guess
I think
so.
As a show. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we're sure.
Right? Sure about that is right.
Okay,
every once in a while, I'll see Yuzette unleash on an intern. I'll be like, I know that feeling.
You know, sometimes that's how you get through to somebody. Like, sometimes you can't believe that you still are telling them the same thing again. Like, I don't want to say this to you again.
Turn over the deck.
That's your job. But you didn't know, honey. I'm very sorry.
It's all right. You know.
All right.
What's the cry closet?
Do you have any texts that you want to read, or should I just
break? Just hit it.
All right.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.